This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul A. Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Is the season for spending. According to a new survey, the average person will spend $1,556 to prepare for the holidays and get their homes ready for guests. About $235 will be spent on holiday home decor, $645 on other hosting expenses. On top of that, there's $301 on food and drink and $375 on gifts. Suppose it's not too late to get a second job. Forget terrorism or a mugging in a dark alley. New word out that America's top fear is cybercrime, followed by identity theft. Then our more traditional fears come into play, a home burglary, a car stolen, or a child harmed. Something else to worry about. A few months ago, the new Apple Watch made news because it monitors users' heartbeats and lets them know if they have heart trouble. That sounds great, but health officials say it could also be a problem because the watch and other gadgets like it are causing people to become hypochondriacs and believe they're sicker than they really are. It seems all that wearable technology is setting off a lot of false alarms for people, causing them to worry about things they really don't need to worry about. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul A. Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Ford Motor Company has patented a way to bake the interior of their cars to eliminate new car smell. They found consumers in China hate new car smell, and they want to bake it out to please that market. However, Ford says they won't use the process everywhere because Americans love new car smell. You betcha. A Canadian gold medalist in curling was thrown out of a tournament for being drunk. 2014 gold medalist Ryan Fry and his new team were ejected from the Red Deer Lake Classic in Alberta for swearing and exhibiting unacceptable behavior. There was also some damage to a locker room, and other teams complained of unsportsmanlike behavior. Who knew? Curling could be so much like bowling. Well, not always, but quite a bit. Here are a few random facts. You burn approximately 320 calories a day by just thinking. Gone with the Wind and The Wizard of Oz were both released in 1939 and both directed by Victor Fleming. He suffered a brief nervous breakdown from directing Gone with the Wind during the day and then editing The Wizard of Oz at night. And Woodrow Wilson's wedding was catered by a young chef named Ettore Boyardi, who would go on to create the brand Chef Boyardi. And now you know, whether you wanted to or not. We Care's Christmas programs are underway. You can help with meal baskets. Last year, they provided over 400 meals and are ready to meet that challenge again this year. Please call before December 14th. If you'd like to help with a meal basket, 637-4342, or visit wecare-inc.org to learn more. Knucklehead news out of Russia, where a woman stripped down to her bra and thong to do a polar plunge. She got a running start and attempted a cannonball, but didn't know the lake had frozen over, so she just bounced and then slid on the ice. The guy who was filming had no sympathy, just laughter. She ended up breaking her ankle. But he didn't know it at the time, since she was able to stand up and limp back. That's what you call a polar plunge fail. The Daily Buzz. You have something I should buzz about? Get it to me, Paul, at WCSY.com. You can fax us, 637-2675, if anybody still does that. Drop things off here at the station on M140 in South Haven, or snail mail, 11637 M140 in South Haven. Podcasts of the Daily Buzz are at WCSY.com, our website. Become a subscriber. We'll email them to you. We also post them on Facebook, Stitcher, Podcast Republic, and Google Play. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present time. Paul Ann Becker, we'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.